A decorated military interrogator once learned his most valuable lesson not from elite training, but from watching toddlers. Children ask why relentlessly, pursuing knowledge with fearless determination until adults finally surrender answers. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, most of us lose this superpower. We start crafting elaborate, convoluted questions that yield minimal information, while the simplest inquiries often unlock the richest responses. This paradox fascinated Jim Pyle throughout his career, from dismantling his father's car engine as a curious kid to tracking down terrorist networks as a military interrogator. His revelation? The secret to extracting information isn't intimidation or manipulation, it's asking good questions in the right way. Even Oprah Winfrey referenced these techniques, noting how proper questioning unlocks doors that seem permanently sealed. What makes this approach revolutionary is its elegant simplicity. It works equally well whether you're interviewing a captured insurgent, negotiating a business deal, or figuring out what's really bothering your teenager. The fundamental skill transcends context, revealing that effective questioning is less about specialized training and more about reclaiming the natural curiosity we possessed as children, then applying it with intentional structure and discipline. A mother asks her college freshman, "Are you going to finish school and get a job?" This innocent question sabotages conversation by forcing the student to mentally untangle two separate issues. We constantly stuff multiple questions into single sentences, then wonder why responses feel incomplete. Mastering one-thing-at-a-time questioning immediately improves effectiveness by 10%. Structure determines whether questions unlock information or shut it down. Good questions begin with interrogatives: who, what, where, when, how, rather than do you, which invites only yes-no responses. Compare do you like your job with what do you like about your job. The first yields a monosyllable. The second reveals specific satisfactions and frustrations. Mike Wallace mastered this with short, pointed questions. His son Chris demonstrates the double dip, asking a question, then immediately following with how so or why to deepen the response. Question size significantly impacts effectiveness. Lengthy questions reveal the questioner's need to demonstrate expertise rather than genuine curiosity. The key is brevity: one interrogative, one verb, one noun or pronoun. When Army Staff Sergeant Eric Maddox hunted Saddam Hussein's inner circle, he relied on direct questions like, "How long have you lived in Samarra?" These straightforward inquiries, asked one at a time, ultimately revealed intelligence that led to capturing Hussein's second in command. Effective questioning is discovery-driven by genuine curiosity, not interrogation. Judith hadn't driven in 25 years and believed she had no directional awareness. Through carefully structured questions about landmarks and what she noticed along her route, viable driving directions emerged. The information existed in her mind all along. She just needed the right questions to access it. This traces back to Socrates, who guided an uneducated slave boy to solve a geometric problem through questions alone, proving knowledge can be drawn out rather than imposed. To develop this mindset, channel a child's curiosity when examining something familiar, or ask "what else?" after any answer. This simple follow-up consistently reveals crucial hidden information. Good questions fall into six categories: direct questions, one interrogative, one verb, one noun formula; control questions, assess truthfulness using known information; repeat questions, approach information from different angles; summary questions, feedback what someone said for confirmation; persistent questioning, ensure complete answers; and non-pertinent questions, reduce tension or buy thinking time. Bad questions serve strategic purposes. Leading questions supply an answer or strongly direct responses. Elizabeth Loftus's research showed they can actually alter memory. Negative questions create confusion. Vague questions lack precision but can strategically antagonize. Compound questions ask multiple things simultaneously. The key is using each type intentionally. Organize information gathering around four discovery areas: people, places, things, and events in time. This framework ensures comprehensive coverage while preventing critical oversights. Understanding people requires recognizing response patterns. Integrators weigh multiple perspectives before answering, balanced but slower. Dictators deliver definitive answers, presenting opinions as facts needing verification. Commentators provide thorough responses with numerous tangents, rich information requiring focus. Evaders sidestep questions, often due to unique listening styles rather than deception, requiring reframed questions. For places, use reference points familiar to the person. Transform soft estimates into concrete information by asking about travel surfaces, speed limits, actual speeds, and visible landmarks. When questioning about things, categorize objects as mechanical, electronic, structural, process-based, conceptual, or expendable. This classification guides your questioning strategy, helping you systematically uncover purpose, components, and performance parameters. For events in time, use the forward and backward pass technique. Start with the most memorable moment, work forward, then backward chronologically, cross-reference against fixed points, and identify timeline gaps for focused follow-up. This framework becomes second nature with practice, naturally organizing incoming information while identifying gaps requiring additional questioning. Questioning without listening is theater without an audience. Technically possible, but fundamentally pointless. Yet most people retain only 25 to 50% of what they hear, hindered by preoccupation with their next question, multitasking, self-focus, noise, biases, and emotional reactions. Professional interviewers employ the 80-20 rule, listening 80% of the time, speaking only 20%. Note-taking is essential since people forget approximately 40% of information within 24 hours. Organize notes by the four discovery areas rather than chronologically to prevent losing important leads. Neuroscience research reveals that handwritten notes activate multiple brain areas, integrating sensation, movement control, and thinking in ways typing cannot. Studies from Princeton and UCLA show handwriting engages the brain's reticular activating system, which filters and prioritizes information. Many successful investigators prefer paper notebooks initially, transferring to digital formats later. This creates a powerful feedback loop. Better listening produces more accurate notes, which enable more focused listening in subsequent conversations. This synergy transforms casual conversation into systematic information gathering, separating amateur questioners from professionals who consistently extract comprehensive, actionable intelligence. Well-crafted questions protect us from bias while gathering reality-based information. In education, effective questions serve distinct purposes. Understanding questions make information relevant. Figure out questions require thinking over memorizing. Decision questions illuminate options. Build questions support construction. Challenge questions expose plan deficits. Wonder questions trigger speculation. Rather than asking what causes Hamlet's death, fact recall, explore who causes Hamlet's death, character motivation. Physicians use repeat, persistent, and control questioning techniques for invisible symptoms like pain. Emergency responders benefit from scripted questions during high-emotion situations, though the dispatcher who took Amanda Berry's call after her escape failed by asking non-essential questions instead of focusing on critical information. Attorneys manage information through discovery questioning. Apple stores exemplify customer-focused questioning by having employees create positive experiences through demonstrations and problem-solving rather than pushing products, contributing to their 26% profit margin. In negotiation, questions often work better than arguments because they engage others in reaching conclusions themselves. Whether diagnosing illness, resolving conflict, teaching concepts, or building relationships, the principles remain constant. Ask one thing at a time, listen actively, organize systematically, and maintain genuine curiosity. Your questions reveal who you are and what you seek. In dating, recreational questions suggest wanting a playmate. Future-oriented ones indicate serious intentions. In parenting, thoughtful responses to children's persistent questions develop lifelong curiosity. When a questioning lead yields higher importance information than the initial question, follow that thread until exhausted. Eric Maddox's hunt for Saddam Hussein involved many seemingly mundane conversations about food. By methodically questioning about Hussein's favorite dish, Maddox eventually found his target. Perhaps the most powerful question, what would happen if? This opens doors to possibilities and deeper understanding that might otherwise remain undiscovered. We're all born investigators, armed with relentless curiosity and fearless questioning. Somewhere along the way, we traded that superpower for social politeness and conversational efficiency. But the tools remain available. Two interrogatives, who, what, where, when, how, why, six question types, four discovery areas, and one fundamental principle. Find out one thing at a time. By reclaiming our natural curiosity and applying structured questioning techniques, we unlock any door, solve any puzzle, and connect more deeply with every person we encounter. This isn't about becoming an interrogator. It's about rediscovering the wonder that drove us as children. The quality of your questions determines the quality of your life.